All About South Africa by Philippa Tracy. Copyright Burlington Books 2013. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The Rainbow Nation. "How's it?" asked the young man sitting with his friends in the pub. "How's what?" answered the stranger. "I asked how you are," said the young man. "That's how South Africans greet each other. You're obviously not from here." "No," replied the stranger. "My name's John and I'm visiting Cape Town from the UK." "Come and join us," offered the young man. "These are my friends, Samuel and Adam. By the way, I'm Pitt." "Welcome to South Africa, the Rainbow Nation," said Adam. "The Rainbow Nation?" inquired John. "How did South Africa get that name?" "From all the different cultural groups here," answered Samuel. "Just look at us. Pitt is an Afrikaner, I'm African, and Adam is coloured." "You know, John, it's quite amazing," remarked Pitt. 25 years ago, we couldn't have a beer together in public." "Why not?" asked John. "Because in those days, Europeans weren't allowed to mix with non-Europeans," explained Pitt. "It's a long story." "I'd like to hear it if you've got the time," said John. "Okay, so sit down and I'll try to explain," said Samuel. "Well, you see, the first people to live in South Africa were the Khoikhoi and San people. They lived a quiet, peaceful life as hunters and farmers until the Dutch arrived in 1652 and everything changed. There was a lot of fighting between the Dutch farmers, the Boers, and the indigenous people." "Why did the Dutch people come to South Africa?" asked John. "They came with a Dutch explorer named Jan van Riebeck," explained Piet. "At that time, traders were travelling from Europe to the Far East to buy spices, but it was a long journey and many sailors died of scurvy because they didn't have fresh food. The Cape of Good Hope was the halfway point, so the Dutch East India Company, DEIC, which controlled trade to the east, sent van Riebeck and his helpers to build a fort there as a kind of refreshment stop. Passing ships could stop and get fresh provisions and medical care on their journey." "So I understand the first settlers were Europeans. But then how did the coloureds get here?" asked John. "I can explain that," said Adam. "You see, van Riebeck didn't have enough men to build the fort, so the DEIC imported slaves from Asia and Africa to help build it. When the fort was finished, some of these men stayed at the Cape. The coloureds today are the descendants of these settlers and their slaves." "I see, but what about the British?" asked John. "When did they arrive in Africa?" "I think the British landed here in 1795, said Pitt. "Did they have problems with the Boer settlers?" asked John. "Yes," answered Pitt. "The British and the Boers never agreed on anything. The British wanted to abolish slavery and the Boers weren't happy about that. So they took their slaves and left the Cape Colony. They moved to other parts of the country and established their own two republics there, the Orange Free State and the Transvaal." "But today South Africa is one country, so how did that happen?" asked John. "It took some time," Pitt explained. "Gold was discovered in the Transvaal, and the British wanted that gold. So they went to war in 1899. That was called the Anglo-Boer War." "So who won the war?" asked John. "Well, the Boers fought hard, but the British won in the end," answered Pitt. "The British general, Lord Kitchener, put the Boers' wives and children into concentration camps. More than 7,000 Boer fighters lost their lives in battle, but almost 28,000 women and children died in the concentration camps as a result of poor food and lack of hygiene."
"That's terrible," remarked John.
Yes, said Pitt. So the British took control of the two Boer republics and united them with their own colonies, the Cape and Natal, to form one country, South Africa, in 1910. And was that the end of the Boers? Asked John. No, not at all, continued Samuel. Because in 1948, the Boers, who were now called Afrikaners, came to power and began a system of apartheid. What was apartheid exactly? Asked John. It was the system of forced segregation between the races in South Africa, explained Pitt. It lasted until 1994, when Nelson Mandela and the ANC, the African National Congress, came to power. Apartheid sounds terrible, said John. How did it affect your lives? Well, as I said, we couldn't sit here together like this under apartheid, said Pitt. You can hear more about that from the great man himself, suggested Samuel. I've got an excellent DVD about Nelson Mandela. You can borrow it if you like. Great, said John. Cheers, said Pitt and Samuel. Enjoy your stay in sunny South Africa, said Adam.